Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second paragraph of Masechus Makos, and we're up to Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hazar Kevin Rosh Hashanah Bahara Kareza Galav. If a person throws a stone into Rosh Hashanah and it kills someone, he goes to Galus. Even though it's Karav Lemezid, because he should have realized if it's Rosh Hashanah, there are a lot of people there. So the Bar Tanur explains, Hacha Askinon Ba'ashpaha Asuyer B'Rosh Hashanah Li Panas Ba'Balayla. That this is an Ashpa that's made in Rosh Hashanah for people to go to the bathroom in at night, and it's not made for people to go there during the daytime. So sometimes someone might be there, but it's not a place that's commonly frequented during the daytime, even though it's a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's considered shogeg. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, imich shiatzus ha'evin miyado, hotzi alazus rosho bikibla, hareza patir. If you threw a rock into an empty, open area, and then a guy sticks his head out and the rock hits him, you do not go to galus. Zorak ha'evin l'chatzer of harag, if you throw an evin into your chatzer, and it kills someone, im gola. If the person who was there, who it hit, had a right to be there, so you go to Golas, that's a shogeg. But if the guy was trespassing and he had no right to be there, then you don't go to Golas. When the Torah gives the example of killing b'shogeg, it talks about doing so in a forest. So just like a forest by its nature is a place where both the nizik and the mazik are allowed to be there, so too, only the only place you're going to go to Golos is a place where they both have a right to be there. But if someone's trespassing in my property, he does not have the right to be there, and therefore I don't go to Golos for killing him. You have to kill someone in the context of an activity that's discretionary. But if you're doing an activity that is a mitzvah and you accidentally kill someone, you don't go to galus. And three examples of that are a father hitting his kid to be mechanichim, a rebbe hitting a talmud to be mechanichim, and a shliach bezin carrying out the onesh that bezin had imposed. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, ha'av gola al yidei ben va'ben gola al yidei ha'av, that father goes to galus based on what he had done based on killing his son, and vice versa. Kol golin al yidei Yisrael, Yisrael golin al yideihem. That an eved or a kuti who kills the Yisrael would go to galus. Yisrael who kills an eved or a kuti goes to galus. Chutz me al yidei ger toshev, except for a ger toshev, that if he kills a Jewish person b'shogeg, he gets killed. He does not go to galus. Ger toshev is a non-Jew. He kills a Jewish person b'shogeg, he gets killed. V'ger toshev einu gola el al yidei ger toshev. A ger toshev would only go to galus if he accidentally kills another ger toshev. Hasuma inugol de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a blind person does not go to Golos because the pasuk says below ra'os. So that's prat lasuma, meaning that the pasuk says you killed someone because you didn't see him, implies that normally you can see him. But if it's someone who's a suma who can never see, then he does not go to Golos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer gola, that a suma does go to Golos. Hasone inugol, if you have a contentious relationship with the person, you don't go to Golos. Rabbi Yosef, because we assume that it's closer to Mezid. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer hasone nerag mineish. That a sone gets killed for accidentally killing someone because we view him as a muad to kill him. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh sone gola v'yesh sone sheno gola. That sometimes a sone goes to gola, sometimes an enemy does not go to gola. Zaklal kol shi'achol amar l'das harag eino gola v'shlo das harag hariz a gola. We have to assess, could this have been done on purpose? Meaning if it was made to look like an accident, but it's possible that it was done on purpose, then he does not go to gola. But if there's no way this could have been planned, it must have been an accident, then he in fact does go to Galus. So to summarize what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we said that if you throw a rock into Rosh Hashanah and it kills someone, you go to Galus, and if you throw a rock and then someone sticks his head out, you don't go, and it kills him, you don't go to Galus. If you throw a rock into your chatzer and it kills someone, it depends whether the guy had permission to be there or not to be there. Only if he had permission to be there, you go to Galus. And we also said that if you kill someone in the context of doing something that is non-discretionary, like a mitzvah of being mechanich a child, you do not go to Galus. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that father and the son go to Golos over each other, and Kuti and Ever over Yisrael, and vice versa. But a Ger Toshev only goes to Golos if he kills another Ger Toshev. We then had a machlokas about whether a blind person goes to Golos, and we also had a machlokas about a Sone. One opinion says that he does not go to Golos, and the other opinion says not only does not go to Golos, he gets killed. And Rabbi Shimon says that it all depends whether it's something that could have been an accident. If it could have been an accident, that if it couldn't, if it could have been purposeful and not an accident, then he does not go to Galus. If it only could have been an accident, then he does go to Galus. Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalit.